In Fortnite, there's only two things that I care about. Three things. With each new release, Epic Games has kept us on our toes, yet occasionally they fall short. Unpopular modifications, unclear additions, or game-breaking bugs. These are a few of the essential components that may make an update that was well anticipated turn into a huge disappointment. This is a follow-up on my video on the best update, so check that one out or something, I don't know. If you do, brace yourselves, my microphone was diarrhea. To make it a bit interesting, I'm not including anything from Season X. And speaking truthfully, these updates are mostly gone. I don't really think there's an update that was bad, and Epic Games decided to keep it. So for the most part, they were temporarily in the game. But yeah, start the video. I think this is kind of controversial. Before you tear my head off, I plead that you hear me out. I'm referring to the version before it was an item. This shit was super fun. I enjoyed it a lot, and it changed the pace of matches. On paper, it was a very good idea, but the execution was caca. If you're watching this video and you're like 4 years old and didn't play during Chapter 1 Season 6, they implemented the redeploy feature in all game modes, meaning that if you were to jump and were a certain amount of feet off the ground, you can pull out your glider and glide down safely. Kinda like Warzone. But this led to a lot of stakeless games where people could build to the sky and not worry about being shot down. People didn't support their builds while ramping up, and every time someone was losing a fight, they would just fly away today. It was a very unhealthy way of playing, and I do have to admit the current state of redeploy is a lot better because it's an actual item that takes up a slot instead of permanently having it. But overall, if they kept this in for a long time, I think the game would have likely suffered. You know what's worse than moving around the map really fast? Moving around the map like you're an 80-year-old. The movement at the start of Chapter 5. They went and messed with it, and it was a disaster. It's literally just hood irony jogging.
It was
hood irony jogging.
It was literally just
hood irony jogging.
This one really just twisted my gonads. Like, what the f*** is this shit? The movement was never, ever bad in the first place, and was never, ever complained about. Okay, sure, if you want to revamp the animations, fine. But they went and reduced the movement speed, which is what set everyone off in the first place. And now I'm a granny running to the checkout line with a purse full of coupons. I really tried getting used to it, I really did. But I just did not enjoy moving in the game, and moving is 99% of the game. As bad as this addition was, the people behind the animations were very proud of it, and instead of getting constructive feedback... well... I just find change when it's unnecessary to be cringe. That's as if I went to my local sandwich shop and I know the owner and he's like, oh, hey, Leo, the usual. I get it every time. It's never failed me. It's the same shit. Then he hands me a sandwich with complete different ingredients and I'm like, what's this? And he's like, well, I just thought it needed more oomph and pep and spice. And then I would do something to the owner, but point is, we could have kept the animations but not reduced the movement speed. I'm fine with the movement now, but at the same time, we didn't have to get to this point.
First of all, they made some movement changes that you're going to notice right off the rip. Some people do not like it, but I think it's something that you're going to get used to.
I mean, yeah, this was inevitable. I had a sick feeling in my stomach every time I slammed into someone's builds and just annihilated them. It was essentially a post-plane clarity. I mean, these things didn't even require fuel back then, which was even more ridiculous. This was also just another addition that catered to players who couldn't build. And I'll expand on the catering part in the next section, but for what it's worth, I don't think these things are the worst vehicles ever, but it's still shit. Every endgame had about 85,000 planes flying around in the circle that was the size of a penny. Oh yeah, also having redeploy, that shit was crazy. I know that they were fixed in Fortnite OG. They weren't terrible, but the planes on launch weren't based at all. Yeah. With Season 5 of Chapter 1 removing the double pump or double shotgun meta, it brought in a new type of meta that was very nauseating.
And okay, thank you very much. What are you doing here, man? Whoa! Oh my lord!
Which in turn made for a very, very, very uncomfortable time to play Fortnite. While I am using the P90 to represent this category, I need to make it clear that I am referring to the massive buff to all SMGs. It was a way for Epic to really hone in on the fact that they wanted the people who were less proficient at building to be on an even playing field with good builders. Like, these guns are essentially the nightmare blunt rotation of Fortnite weapons. You know, I can give modern mythics a pass. There is usually a way to counter them, but this... there's nothing you can do about this shit. No matter how much you try to build, the main function of Fortnite was super obsolete from just a single gun. But to be honest, I'd rather get myself one pumped or double pumped from an actual skilled player instead of some 3-year-old who's hip-firing across the map with the P90. This was an extremely fatal decision by Epic Games, and I know that the SMGs this season are pretty strong, but I'm glad it's not as bad as this to some capacity. I know it's not really fair to categorize an entire season into an update, but my main problem mainly lies within the fact that this was the current direction of the game, being Chapter 2 Season 1. The lead up to it, the overall launch, all of that was very well done. I love the black hole. That was amazing. However, despite giving us the simplicity we all craved, this shit almost killed Fortnite again. Now, this season went on for about 4 months, which is the longest season ever. And to be honest, I'd be fine with that if the season was filled with actual content to hold us over. But the exact opposite happened. We got a harpoon gun and lightsabers. That was it for 4 months. What if you wanted to go to Chapter 2, then Epic Games said harpoon gun? I'm not sure the exact time we got these additions, but if we were to generously spread this out, that means that we would get one item every 2 months. That shit is insane. A lot of my friends came back to Fortnite to play the new chapter and the whole new reset, but all that went to shit because it dragged out for so long that we all ended up just not playing it anymore. It wasn't just me that was tired of the season, a lot of the content creators began to be very desperate for content due to the entire season being dry, thus leading to the birth of fashion show videos.
What if I joined a fashion show? Snuck into a fashion show. What if I secretly joined a fashion show with this outfit that I have on? I feel like this outfit's pretty fire.
Although they weren't creative and they were very scuffed at the time, this was one of the updates that not only impacted Fortnite, the game itself, but the landscape of Fortnite content on YouTube. So the fact that this carried on and still has an effect today says a lot about society. You know, I just kind of find it ironic because Chapter 2's reset was supposed to save Fortnite, but it almost did the exact opposite. I think if the season was around 2 months long and was a quick reset to get everyone comfortable with the new engine and the new mechanics, then hopping into season 2, that would be perfect. But obviously, it's well known that there was delays, there was stuff behind the scenes that kind of pushed it back. I get that, but good God. Alright, let's see what's going on with Fortnite today. I know I probably left some stuff out, like the removal of Siphon and Competitive, and the building nerf in Season X, and Season X in general, but I wanted to go for more or less predictable changes to talk about. With that being said, what is your least favorite change ever added in Fortnite? Give me a paragraph response, 250 words minimum in the comments below, and also reply to 5 classmates, 250 words minimum. If you want to support me so I can keep making based content like this, consider using my creator code. If you don't, Foxy will get you. Other than that, have a wholesome day and fly away today.